Welcome to today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we talk to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about the sewer and street projects. Speaking with Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams about last night's City Council meeting, last night there's two public hearings that were held. The first public hearing was to talk about the Montgomery Street sewer project. If you could, Aaron, tell the public a little bit more about that sewer project. I know it was approved. The contracts moved forward. It was approved. So if you could just explain more of how long could we see the construction on Montgomery Street?
Well, yeah, we approved a contract with TK Concrete last night. This would be to do some sewer replacement and repair along Montgomery. This will start at Kent Street. That would be on the west side. And then it will go as far east as 3rd Street at City Hall's location. There is a block between Roach and 1st Street that has already been replaced, so that piece won't need it. So we'll kind of piggyback over that piece. It's actually bid with the option to do either the west section in the first year and then the eastern part in a second summer, which would be 2018. Or if they're making substantial progress, they actually have the ability to do both sections in this one season if they choose to. The sewer in that area is in really bad shape. We know there's a lot of work that needs to be done. In fact, when we catch these projects early enough, we can sometimes put a lining in there that's a lot less expensive and saves also that we don't have to tear out streets. Unfortunately, this pipe has degraded to a point where that's not an option anymore, and so the pipes themselves will have to be replaced. And it'll be a major project. The sewer is quite deep through that part of town, and so it'll take some work. As far as time goes, the contract itself was approved last night. We will have a pre-construction meeting with TK that's scheduled for Monday the 13th, and that's where we'll establish those timelines. And so those dates haven't been firmly set, so they'll, as the contractor, they'll have some leeway as far as when they would like to start. We, as part of the contract, have established that November 15th will be substantial completion, meaning the project will be predominantly wrapped up. I don't anticipate it will go that late. I think that TK, our early indications are that TK will want to start sooner than later and that they'll move quickly to move this project along.
Now, another public hearing that was held was about the 2017 street improvement projects. You had two bids that came in, and the council decided to reject those bids. Can you tell the Marion County, Knoxville residents, Marion County residents, basically what does that mean moving forward now? How will the 2017 street project move forward, or what has to happen from here on out?
Yeah, this project is a little unique versus other streets projects we've done in the last couple of summers, in a sense that the funding source is different. Because the funding source comes through the federal government, passed through the state Department of Transportation, it means that we as a city have to take additional steps that we otherwise don't usually have to do. It also means that the DOT, Department of Transportation, actually lets the bids. And so they were in charge of the letting. We did receive two bids, both of which were substantially higher than our early engineering estimate. And that's where we've had pause, a little bit of concern there. The low bid actually came in over 30% higher than our early engineer estimate. And that would mean either cutting out a substantial portion of the work to be done or significantly modifying the construction methods to try and bring that price down to something that the city had budgeted and could afford. The other option on the table was to reject the bids, and by doing so, it can be let again in the future. And that's the option that we as a staff, we work with an outside engineer, Snyder & Associates. We've had discussed this for a week plus, had multiple conversations trying to decide, because rejecting the bids brings risks with it as well. When you re-let it, there's no guarantee you will get better prices. But we felt like because we only had the two bids, that this wasn't as competitive as a bid as we would have liked to have seen. We're hopeful that we'll see more bids as we re-let it. And so that's what will happen. We'll coordinate with the DOT. They will let it again for us, and we'll hope for more competition and therefore hopefully a lower price as we go for a second time. And that way we'll be able to complete all the streets that we were hoping to get done in this season.
That was today's Sims Custom Wash Let's Talk Knoxville. Your business isn't clean until it's Sims Custom Wash clean. Call Corey today at 780-6039.